The Department of Justice announced today that it will rescind an Obama-era decision that helped open the door to commercial cannabis industries in states like Alaska. Now, stakeholders are trying to figure out what comes next. In a memo this morning, Attorney General Jeff Sessions says Justice Department officials should return to enforcing federal laws over marijuana that upends 2013 guidance laid out in what's known as the Cole Memo, which instructed federal prosecutors to defer to state law when it comes to cannabis. The move gave cover to states like Alaska, where voters opted to legalize highly regulated commercial cannabis industries in 2014. Since then, a handful of other states have also voted to legalize recreational marijuana. Sessions says the decision simply directs all U.S. attorneys to disrupt criminal organizations, tackle the growing drug crisis, and thwart violent crime across our country. U.S. Attorney for Alaska Brian Schroeder issued a statement saying his office will continue enforcing rules that conform to both national and local priorities, especially combating violent crime, including when it is connected to drug trafficking.
It's not the best thing that could have happened to the industry, but it's not the worst.
Jana Weltzien runs a law practice that works with cannabis businesses in Alaska and the lower 48. She says her phone lit up this morning with questions from clients about what the rule change means for businesses that are operating legally under state laws. And she says in her reading of the memo, it leaves discretion about whether or not to press federal marijuana charges to individuals within the U.S. Attorney's Office. That, she says, creates uncertainty within the state's cannabis industry and could seriously deter new investment going forward.
So basically what this serves to do is just to stabilize an already, unstable industry.
For businesses that are already legally selling cannabis, the new DOJ memo isn't going to change day-to-day operations just yet.
So I was super disappointed, but not too surprised.
Jane Stinson is one of the owners of Enlighten Alaska, a marijuana retail business in Anchorage, and has been watching federal developments closely. For now, she'll keep following the state's rules and hopes federal prosecutors will focus on more serious crimes.
It just makes no sense to me that that would be a priority when we have so many violent crimes out there. Why would the DOJ suddenly allow the feds to go after legal marijuana businesses? It's crazy.
Officials in Alaska are also displeased. Attorney General Jonna Lindemuth says the administration is still evaluating what the decision means for Alaska, but she has a duty to continue upholding state laws. Governor Bill Walker says the move is disappointing and that he'll work with federal officials and the state's congressional delegation to prevent federal overreach. He already has at least three receptive partners. In a statement on Twitter, Senator Lisa Murkowski calls the decision regrettable and disruptive. Representative Don Young says the move is a direct violation of state rights, a claim echoed by Senator Dan Sullivan.
But, as someone who believes strongly in states' rights and what Alaskans went to the polls for, it's an issue I've been focused on. Now, I think possibly the decision today could be an impetus to move more legislation on this, which I think ultimately is what is going to have to happen.
Sullivan says he's examining bills that could be relevant to today's decision over cannabis, but there's a remaining challenge in gaining enough support from a majority of senators, most of whom do not come from states that have voted for legalization. In response to today's news from the Justice Department, the head of the state's Marijuana Control Board has decided to resign. According to the Associated Press, Soldotna Police Chief Peter Munarik says the change removes the foundation upon which the state's industry is built.